96.5 KLH, the Miracle Marathon for Children's Wisconsin. Joining us now, Carissa Krause. Carissa, welcome to the Radiothon. It's so great that you were able to join us. And more importantly, it's so great that about 25 years ago, I got to meet your Uncle Bob. How are you today?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And let me explain this to our radio audience right now. Carissa's uncle, Bob Lind, he used to be a radio general manager back in the day here in Milwaukee, and then eventually became vice president of the Radiothons at Children's Miracle Network. And it was in the late 90s, Carissa, when I, along with our then boss, Tom Jarrus, met with your uncle, and we devised this whole Milwaukee Radiothon thing. We were like the second or third radio station in America to sign on, and it was your uncle got it all rolling. So congrats.
That's amazing.
It
Thank
is.
You.
And so you have had to use Children's.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a coincidence? This weird irony? I'm not sure how that all works. But you and your husband have how many kids?
So we have Addison, who is our 5-year-old daughter. We have Sawyer, who is our 3-year-old son. And then we have Everett, who is now 2 years old.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Everett. Well, we're going to talk about all the kids, but let's focus on Everett. What happened to Everett when he was about 6 months old?
So this was about a year and a half ago. He had woken up from his nap later in the evening, and so I went to warm him up a bottle, just like normal, like I had done, you know, many other times. Mm-hmm. And everything happened very fast, but he was very hungry, and he slipped and hit the side of his head on our kitchen granite countertop. Yes.
And that can happen so quickly with a little one.
It was just within a second, honestly. And, you know, our kids had bumped their heads in the past, but I just kind of had a little different instinct with this incident. And so I wanted to make sure to give the pediatrician a call right away. And they said, you know, if there's any question at all, you should really just take them right into Children's Emergency Department.
Right.
Just to be safe. So we decided to, just to be safe, just to take him in. So my husband, Jeff, took Everett into the Children's Emergency Department so that I could be with our other two kids at home. And so they decided to do some, you know, exams and scans on him. And everything was actually seeming okay until Everett started to throw up. So that can be kind of a bad sign when you have head injury.
Right.
So they said, okay, well, we're going to have to kind of look into this a little bit further. So they decided to do some CT scans, which when they did that, they could see that there was some internal bleeding going on inside of Everett's head.
Oh, no.
So they said that he needed to go into surgery basically immediately.
Oh, my God.
So the scan was showing an epidural hematoma. So Jeff called me since I was not, you know, there, and I was luckily able to rush to meet him before Everett went into surgery. So they quickly took him into surgery where Dr. Irene Kim was kind of the head neurosurgeon who was working with Everett. She was honestly, she just is our guardian angel, to be honest. And they took Everett back into surgery, and, you know, they were giving us updates throughout the entire procedure, progress and how things were going, and just kind of reassuring us throughout the entire process. So, you know, we felt, you know, within, although we were feeling, you know, very overwhelmed at the time, they did make us feel very comfortable that Everett was in good hands and that they were making really good progress with him. He ended up coming out of surgery a couple of hours later, and, you know, we got amazing news that they were able to stop the bleeding that, you know, was in his head. And he was then transferred to the ICU unit for recovery. So we spent, I would say, about a day and a half to 2 days with him in recovery within the ICU unit. Then once he got through the few days of recovery, they just kind of put him into the regular unit there at Children's. The entire process was just so seamless. And for parents who, we had never been to Children's prior to this very traumatic incident happening, we just were so impressed and just so grateful for all of the care that he was given.
Carissa, I can't even believe, like, it's hard to believe as you're telling the story. I can't imagine if it was you. You've had other kids, you know, this stuff happens, a quick bump on the head like this. You guys must have just been in disbelief when you are told that he needs surgery.
Oh, it was just all a complete blur, to be honest.
So now you have this situation with Everett, but Addison and Sawyer have had interactions with Children's as well.
Correct. So since that incident where we had, you know, an elongated stay at the hospital, like I had said, that was really our first incident, you know, and with having three kids, it was kind of surprising. But since then, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Addison, has been seen in the sleep clinic at Children's because she was having really, really difficulty sleeping, which was then... you know, creating some other issues behaviorally, and things like that at school. And so we were seen at the sleep clinic at Children's and worked with an amazing specialist within the sleep area. And we were able to come up with some strategies to help her get more consistent sleep so that she could be successful in school and just kind of in her daily activities. And so that has been just as much of a game changer as anything else because, as everyone knows, you know, sleep is very, very important to, you know, development and things like that.
Sure.
So my middle son, Sawyer, this was a couple months ago, was actually seen in the children's emergency room, and it was for breathing. And so he woke up and was having a lot of difficulty with his breathing. So we took him into Children's knowing that he would get the best care there from, you know, our experiences. And the doctors were able to give him some breathing treatment and then prescribe him an inhaler that he could use, you know, if he ever has problems when he's not able to be seen.
So three different kids, three completely different from the you know, the worst trauma, having to go into surgery, to the breathing treatments and everything.
And the sleep center.
Right.
Yeah, they got so many things.
And so what do you want to tell people about Children's and why they should support Children's and our Miracle Marathon in this cause?
Right. Our family is so grateful for Children's. I think everyone just needs to know that Children's is always there for you, no matter what your family really needs. Like I said, we had three different instances where our children needed three different areas of help, and their expertise there was able to help us in every single situation. And the care there is honestly top of the line, and you're really not going to find any better care. So it's just a great way. If you're supporting Children's, you're supporting children's lives directly, and you're making an impact directly on children's lives. So it's just the best place to support, for sure.
Thank you so much for explaining that to us. Thank you for sharing the story of your three beautiful children. And we certainly hope it creates some fundraising for us. I know you've done some fundraising yourself, haven't you?
Yes, we have. So we are hosting, last year was our first annual Bowl for the Kids event that we held in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And we raised up to $15,000 just in that first event alone.
Wow.
So we are making this an annual event that we would love to have, you know, as many people involved in. And we are committed to giving back, you know, honestly, for the rest of our lives. So we'll be forever grateful for children.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it, Carissa. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Again, that's Carissa Krause talking about her family with her husband, Jeff, and their three kids. And as we mentioned, three very distinct areas, the Neuroscience Center at Children's Wisconsin, one of the nation's best for neurology, neurosurgery. And you heard how they were able to intervene in this situation. And they've got a sleep center at Children's as well. And that was what her daughter needed.
Which, you know, you don't always think about that with little ones, but she's right. The behavioral issues and the learning issues that can happen if they're not getting enough sleep.
And Children's has that state-of-the-art sleep lab.
Mm-hmm.
They have them for the sleep tests, and throughout the night, they monitor your child's breathing and oxygen levels and heartbeat and brain activity. all the kind of things that you need to know. And children's, of course, as we say many times, equipped for the young ones. And they're not just little adults.
Right.
They have so many other needs, physically and otherwise. That's why Children's Wisconsin is the benefactor of the Miracle Marathon.
That's why we're here. But we need your help.
Give us a call.